it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Tuesday at 9:35, which means it is time to talk to Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, good morning. Thank you for jumping on with us. And you're firing Harbaugh if the Ravens don't win the Super Bowl. I think he's frozen.
He's frozen.
He's frozen in the same way that Caboldi was frozen yesterday. And now he is gone.
It was working perfectly. I don't know what he did.
He might not have done anything. It could be a doohickey problem.
Gremlin.
Could be a gremlin. Could be a doohickey. Who knows? Give him a call back. Jason, who is always trumpeted for Mike Tomlin, who has always trumpeted for Harbaugh, he said if they don't win the Super Bowl in Baltimore, then Harbaugh should be kicked to the curb. I don't disagree with that.
I don't either.
If you look at what Harbaugh has done and you look at what Tomlin has done, their careers are very similar. The difference is Tomlin started with the franchise quarterback. Now Harbaugh has the franchise quarterback, but he's had more failures of late with the franchise quarterback. I look at them as pretty much one and the same.
The same, yes. I mean, but they've been so close lately, and they have an MVP, and they have one of the top, one or two best running backs in the game. You got to win.
What's funny is I don't disagree with the take, and if I were doing Baltimore Ravens radio, I would be saying the same thing. Like, you win the damn thing, or at least get there.
Yeah.
Or you're gone. I'd be saying the same thing if I was doing radio in Buffalo.
No doubt.
With McDermott.
Yeah.
And I think both guys are really good coaches.
But you have the MVPs. At the hardest position.
Exactly right.
Gotta win.
Exactly right.
Can't have the best player in the game at the hardest position in the game and not even sniff it.
I think the best two quarterbacks in football, and I'll put Rodgers' performance in the top five, maybe top three, behind these two guys. I thought Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen were the best two quarterbacks in the league on Sunday night. All right, Jason is joining us right now. We got all kind of technical issues going on. Jason, not your fault. How you doing today?
No, I'm starting to think this is that we got ghost in the machine here. This is not meant to happen. Everything was fine during the whole break, and then boom, as soon as you start talking, it just cuts out. I'm good. How's everybody in Pittsburgh? A win is a win is a win.
Oh, I mean, we got a franchise quarterback for the next 16 weeks unless he gets hurt, and then we won't.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know that you want him throwing that many times for that few yards. You know what I mean? Like, that high volume with kind of not a lot of bang for your buck. I don't know that you're going to get through 17 weeks navigating that many passes for that little bit of a length and coming out with four touchdowns and no picks. But hey, I thought the Jets defense was going to be better than that. I thought the Steelers defense was going to be better than that. And to see the Steelers win a shootout where you needed 33 to win. And Boswell is a legend in my house now because that kept a lot of bets alive for me. Boswell is on his way to my betting hall of fame. He keeps that up because I do like me a good Steelers money line pretty much every week.
Well, if there is a reason for week one hopium, it's, to use Mike Tomlin's words, they were able to engineer victory in a way that really the last 5 years they haven't. They were 2-8 last season when the defense gave up 19 or more. They're 1-0 now. I'm interested, though, in what's going on with Baltimore, too, Jason, because you've put John Harbaugh on the hot seat, Super Bowl or bust.
He is for me. I'm not the billionaire who owns the team,
right?
Though, you know, who doesn't want to fire anybody and doesn't really want to, like, nobody's seen him around here in 5 years. He lives on a yacht in Florida. Like, you know, if you're lucky, if you get into his booth and you're part of, the prawn and, the prawn sandwich and, filet mignon club, then I guess you know what he's thinking, but he hasn't bothered to speak to the fans here in a half decade. Yeah, I think everybody over there is really comfortable because as long as Silent Steve owns the team, he's not firing DaCosta. Like, he's not going to hold DaCosta to the fire. He's not going to fly all over the country, have to get off that yacht and interview people all over the place. Like, it's just not happening. And he's already said he'll sell the team. He's not keeping it in his family. So I think those guys are pretty comfortable that, look, we're good as long, you know.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He keeps giving us extensions and, you know, he's not asking a whole lot of probing questions and he's not saying anything about us on you know, to the fan base. So we're good. Yeah. And to this point, look, it's just, you know, you guys know Baltimore and Pittsburgh is similar. You guys have been asking me about Tomlin forever and people have been asking me about Harbaugh forever here because he hasn't got over the hump in a long time. And I've always been, hey, he's still like, he gets you in the dance every year, you know, like, you could do so much worse. Who are you going to hire to replace him? How are you, you know, like, but I'm at the point now where you open a season that way. You can't get your fourth quarter and end of the first half sideline in check. Like, you can't execute a smooth operation on offense, defense, special teams. You got too many guys on the field. You got a rookie kicker who, you know, you can't get him out there the way you should. And B, you leave too much time for Josh Allen to come back on you. Then you know Allen's got to throw a sideline pass. They got no timeouts. And you tackle a guy out of bounds, and then you blow the fourth quarter. They're historically significant, blowing multi-score fourth quarter leads, and that's how you open the season? Like, nah, man, it's been going on too long. He's the common denominator. He opened the season already in excuse-making mode. People say we're Super Bowl or bust. You've never played the game. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Nah, bro, that's your plot in life. They pay you $15 million a year around here and leave you alone, and you got to show up in January and not have teams that pee down their leg when it matters most. It's unbelievable, man. It's unfathomable to keep blowing games the way they do. So, yeah, for me, he's on notice, but that doesn't matter because I don't think Bisciotti's – I think Bisciotti's beyond that. He's going to ride with these dudes till he sells the team.
Jason, have you heard anything about the Steelers sniffing around in a trade with Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins?
I haven't. I mean, look, I've written about this at the Washington Post. Like, they clearly are always in a different mode now. They are always in player acquisition mode. They're on top of everything that's happening in this league. They're at least peripherally, you know, exploring. I think at a certain point in time, though, and you guys have seen that there, a couple of personalities, one thing, like a whole receiver room full of them. I don't know that the juice is worth the squeeze. Like, they've been trying to dump Tyreek's salary for a long time. Like, this idea that, like, around the roster cuts, hey, he's available. They've been trying to get out from under it for months. Nobody wants it. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. They're billionaires not willing to eat enough of the money to make anybody even take a chance on it. I've learned now to never say never about them and anything, but I don't think that guy at this stage of his career with that attitude is going to solve, you know, put them over the top even more. I don't see it. They got to figure out the run game, right? I mean, to me, like, you got to figure out your run game, and that can't be Steelers defense.
No, it cannot. It cannot. It looked like a continuation of that playoff game against Baltimore last year, and I imagine if Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson were on the other sideline on Sunday, it would have looked very similar. Jason, we'll get the squirrel running on the thing a little bit faster next week. We'll get you on in time. We appreciate you jumping on.
And I don't know, technical difficulties, but
it'll happen. It's week one. It's week one.
Wasn't meant to be.
Thank you, Jason. We'll
Thanks,
talk
Jason.
To you next
Thanks.
Tuesday.
Thanks.
That's Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Strong from Jason there, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.